Evening, everybody. It's great to see you. While I'm just bringing my table with my bits and bobs forward, can you grab a Bible and turn up that passage again? Let's pray that God would help us to understand and so on. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for tonight. Thank you for this opportunity to be together. Thank you that in your word you shine your light out to tell us all about who you are and what you've done for us through your wonderful son, Jesus. And I pray that for all of us now that you would teach us more of him. And we pray in his name. Amen. Well, it's great to see everybody tonight. I've got some good news and some bad news for you tonight. So which would you like first? The bad news first? Okay, well, we'll start with the bad news first. Before I give you the bad news, we're going to have a bit of healthy competition. I think that's what we need tonight. So it's going to be this side up until here against this side. And I'm going to ask you a few questions. The first person to get the answer right, we'll get a sweet, so I'll get my eclairs ready. And as well as getting a sweet, you'll win a point for your side, okay? So each side, if you could remember your own score, that's just too much for me to do as well. So remember your score, we'll see how we go. All right, the game we're going to play is called Guess the Enemy. I'm going to show you some pictures, and then you have to put your hand up and tell me who the enemy of the person I show you is. Does that make sense? Okay, so the first one is Batman. Who is Batman's enemy? I think you were first, yeah? Right, okay, well done. It is the Joker, one for this side. So, Batman's enemy is the Joker. What about Doctor Who? It is the Daleks that I had in mind. So, have yourself an eclair, or Joe can pass it to you. Okay, next one. We have Superman. So, who is Superman's enemy? I think you might be right. Lex Luthor. Next one. Robin Hood's enemy? Yeah? Okay, the Sheriff of Nottingham. We've got two more to come. Luke Skywalker. Well done. Darth Vader. You've taken the lead. 3-2. Last one. The German football team. I don't quite know how that got in there. Chris? It is the England football team. Okay. 3-3. Well done. What about this question? What about the question, who's our enemy? We thought a lot about other people's enemies, but that's a really important question, and answering this question is what we're going to do tonight. And this is what leads us to the bad news, okay? Let me tell you the bad news. The bad news is that we do have enemies. We have enemies. You see, the Bible tells us all that we've all got enemies. And the Bible tells us that the greatest and the worst enemy of them all is given the name the devil. And we're also told that as well as the devil, there are others like him who are also our enemies. In the verses in our passage tonight, they're described as the powers and authorities, okay? The powers and the authorities. So the devil and others who work with him are our enemies. Now, you know, lots of people think that the idea of there being a devil is really quite funny. They think that the devil is a little cartoon character who looks a little bit like this. You know, he's just a cartoon with horns and a tail and a fork that he carries around with him. But, you know, the truth is that the Bible tells us that the devil is not a cartoon character. He's a real enemy. And he's not somebody funny. He's somebody who's a serious enemy. And why is he so serious? Well, he's so serious because of what he's like. You see, Jesus called the devil the father of lies. In other words, he is full of what is not true. In other words, the devil is the opposite of anything that's good. And you know, the Bible tells us that the devil and all the others who work with him, they have one big aim. So our enemies against us, they've got one big aim. They spend all their time trying to mess up and spoil our friendship with God. You see, God made us. He made us all to know him. He made us to love him. He made us to be friends with him. But the devil does not like that one bit. He really doesn't. So right from the start, the devil has made it his job to try and ruin and spoil our friendship with God, to break that up. So there's the bad news, okay? Have we all got the bad news? What's the bad news? Come on, let's have it louder. What's the bad news?
Yeah.
We've got enemies. Okay, we all have enemies. But I said there was good news too, didn't I? I'd like to see the hands of anybody who likes good news. Do we like good news? I think that's pretty much... There's a few people who don't seem to be so keen. Do we like good news?
Yeah.
I think we all do. Brilliant. Right, I want to see some big cheesy smiles from you guys to show that there's some good news coming. Give me your best cheesy smile. Nice. There's some big teeth being shown there. Lovely. Okay. You know, the main verse, we're looking at just one verse this evening, and this verse is absolutely packed full of good news. And it's all about what God has done about these horrible enemies of ours, okay? So we've got enemies. The first piece of good news is, but God has disarmed them, okay? Now, before we go any further, I'd like a couple of volunteers to come and play a little game, okay? You two want to come up? Okay. You might win some sweets. And the extra incentive is that this game involves throwing things at me. So that's got to be good. Hey, okay. So you two both come up then. I'm going to give you your weapons first, okay? So you get two tennis balls each. And the only rules are no headshots. You're not allowed to throw it at my head because that would hurt. And you get a point for every hit. So I'm going to stand back about here. If you stand just on the bit further back, that's it, okay? Stop there. So you go first. No headshots. And you get a point. Ow. Okay, I think that was a point. Ow. Okay, next one. Ow. Thank you. Okay. Give them a clap. Well done. Can I have the balls back, please? And the other two. Okay, now, I think if I'm getting punishment, it's only fair that Tim gets punishment as well. Hands up who thinks Tim should get some balls thrown at him. Well, there seems to be unanimity. So who would like to throw some balls at Tim? Oh, there's a... Look at that. Not many wanted to throw them at me, but they all want to throw them at Tim. Okay, you want you to come up, Lewis? Come on in. Okay. So, Tim, if you'd like to take take my place in the line of fire. Do you two want to go sit down again? Okay, off you go. No headshots, remember? Oh, brutal. Give him a clap. Good shots. Okay. I don't think anybody missed then, did they? Did you all enjoy that? I bet you enjoyed it more than me. Now, I need somebody, two other people to come and have one last go at me. Can you want to come up then? Okay, and up you come, right? The difference is, it's the same game, but this time I'm not giving you the balls. Okay, sorry about that. I've just, you know. So you've got to hit me with tennis balls, okay? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, try again. Is it working?
No.
It's not. I think give them a clap for trying, and it just didn't work. Well, here's the point. You know, in that game, you could attack us when you had your weapons, couldn't you? When they had the tennis balls, they could attack us quite easily. But without them, you couldn't get us. I was completely safe when you didn't have them. You were absolutely powerless. And you know, the amazing good news in this passage is that Jesus has disarmed the devil and all the evil powers. Or if we put that another way, Jesus has taken their weapons from them. Isn't that great? Jesus has taken the weapons from the devil and the evil powers. But what weapons has he taken from them? That's what we're going to think about. What weapons do they fire at us? Well, you know, the weapon that they have against us is guilt. The guilt of all the wrong things we do. Now, I want somebody to come and help me take a look a bit more closely at these tennis balls. Maybe someone who's not been up yet? Who's not been up? Yeah, Nathaniel, you going to come and have a look at them? Have a look at this first one. There's something on the ball, isn't there? Can you see there's a piece of paper on there? And on the ball is a word that says selfishness. Now, I've got a bigger version of that. So if you give me the ball back, if you hold that and turn around and face everyone for just a second... If you hold that so everyone can see it. Brilliant. Okay. That's one. Can someone else come and have a look at the next one? Anyone who hasn't been up yet want a chance? Come on then, Lois. You come for this one. Okay. Can you have a look? What have we got on the tennis ball?
Unkindness.
Okay. Do you want to... Let me get you a mic. And then when you all read these, you can say them nice and loud for everyone. Okay. Say it nice and loud.
Unkindness.
Try again.
Unkindness.
Brilliant. Okay, did you all get that? Unkindness. Okay, so if you take the bigger one and give me the ball back and you hold that for everyone as well. What about the next one? Come on then. And say out loud, what does it say?
Pride.
Pride, okay. And if you hold that for everyone to see. And then one last one. What was on the last weapon? Here we go. Turn around. And
greed.
Greed, okay. Let me give you your piece of paper. So if you all stand in a line and hold them up, if we read them from, well, let's read them together. What have we got from left to right? Selfishness, unkindness, pride, and greed. Okay, do you want to take a seat again? I'll take those back in. You see, on those weapons, on the tennis balls that they had as their weapons, there was all these things that we do wrong, and they were just a few of them, weren't they? Our pride, our unkindness, our greed, our selfishness. These are the weapons that these evil powers use to spoil our friendship with God. Remember, that's what they're trying to do. They want to stop us being friends with God. So they use our guilt for these things that we've done wrong. And they use them as weapons against us. You know, the devil is called the accuser in the book of Revelation. It says there that the devil accuses us before God day and night. So you can imagine him coming to God and saying, look, God, will you look at everything John's done? Dear me, he's been selfish. Look at all the times he's been proud. He's been unkind and greedy and lots more. So he's firing all those weapons of how guilty I am. And he's doing the same for you. And you know, all of those things build up and up and up and up until they become like a huge debt that we owe to God. Like this big bill that we just can't pay. So how has Jesus taken their weapon away, this weapon of guilt? You know, after all, we all still do wrong things, don't we? We're all still building up this big bill with God. Well, in our passage, we get the answer in verses 13 and 14. At the end of verse 13, it says, God forgave us all our sins. And in verse 14, it tells us that he did that by cancelling this big debt that was against us. You know, in our Bibles, we've got written there that he cancelled the written code. But actually, the word that Paul uses when he wrote this in his language is a word that means record of debt. It means this big, big debt that builds up, this big pile of guilt that we've all got. And how did he cancel it? Well, you know, right at the end of verse 14, it tells us that he cancelled it by nailing it to the cross. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, God took that big pile of my guilt and your guilt, and he nailed it all to the cross. Do you see what that means? It means that all of this stuff, and much, much more, is all gone. It's all done away with. So by nailing it to the cross, this is what happens. It's all gone away with. It's done. They're all gone. So here's the big point I want you to get. Because of all our guilt has been taken and nailed to the cross, it means that the devil and the evil powers have had their weapons taken away. God has disarmed them. You know, they're just like you guys were when I took the tennis balls away. You were powerless. And that is what God has done. So now when they come and say, look, God, look, John was really selfish today yet again. Do you know what he did? He sat and watched a whole football match while Sean did the washing up. Now, that is a purely hypothetical example. But, you know, it could happen. So when they come and say that to God, God will say, well, actually, all of that's been paid for. I took all of that. I took all that guilt and I nailed it to the cross. Isn't that incredible? God has disarmed our enemies. But, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's even more good news, okay? God hasn't just taken the weapons away from our enemies. He's actually beaten them all together. So we have enemies. What was the next bit? But God has disarmed them. So we have enemies. God has disarmed them. And God has beaten them. Now, I was on the receiving end in that last game. I didn't really enjoy that. So I'd like to play a game now that I get to take part in instead of having everything thrown at me. So I'm going to join in this time. And I'd like somebody to take me on in this next game. Would you like to take me on? Okay, come on up then. Okay, shall I tell you what this is all about? This one is a race, okay? Okay, what you need to do is put... Why don't you do yours down there, because there's a bit more room. So if you put all your four balls in a pile just down next to Tracy, down the steps. So if you go down there. And I'll have mine up here. And there's your bucket. And here, I'll do mine up here, okay? So can you see your bucket down there? Let's put mine there so it's fair. Don't want any cheating accusations. Okay, and I'll put my pile here. And it's a race. What we have to do is get all our balls into our buckets, but only one at a time, okay? So you've got that? So one at a time. Run over there, put your ball in the bucket, and then run back, get your next one, and I'll be racing against you, okay? Look at that, he's keen already. And I want everyone to be cheering us on and giving us a bit of encouragement. Can you do that? Come on, give me a practice cheer. Yay! Nice, I'm impressed. Okay, I'll get my first one ready, seeing as you're ready. Give us a 3, 2, 1, go countdown.
3, 2, 1,
go. Well, I think I had too many cakes in there at tea time. I didn't just lose, I got thrashed. That's no good. Oh, what I didn't tell you, what I forgot to say beforehand, was that the winner gets to do a victory lap, and the loser has to go behind them wearing this I am the loser sign. So I better stick that on. I'm the loser. Where have you gone? So we're going to do a lap around the church, and you're having a victory, and everyone laughs at me because I'm the loser. That's great, isn't it? Are you ready? Should we do our lap? We're going to go to the back and round. And everyone can clap and cheer as we go, okay? Come on. Who's going that way? Oh, the shame. Oh, the shame. Oh, dear, dear. How embarrassing. Look at that. Well, what am I? Yeah, I'm afraid so. Well, now what was all that about? Well, you see, when Jesus died on the cross, the devil thought that he had won. He was thinking, brilliant, I've got rid of Jesus. I've beaten him. You know, he thought he'd come and make it possible to be friends with God again. Well, I've shown him that's Jesus finished. But, you know, he got it completely wrong. And God had the last laugh because Jesus dying on the cross was always God's plan. And Jesus rose again to prove that God's plan had worked. He had made a way for us to be friends with him again. And so the devil and the evil powers hadn't won at all. In fact, they had been completely beaten. I'm going to read how the verse in our passage puts it. Having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Now, to understand that, there's something we need to know about the Roman times when Paul lived. You see, whenever they won a battle back then, whenever the soldiers won a battle, they would march back to their homeland, a little bit like that. And when they marched back to their homeland in victory, they would bring with them some of the soldiers that they beat in the battle. And these defeated soldiers would be dragged along behind them in chains. And everybody could see that they'd been beaten. Everyone would see who the losers were. It was just like me going around there, just with that sign saying, I am the loser. I was a bit of a public spectacle, if you like. In this verse, Paul is saying, that is what God has done to the devil and our enemies. When Jesus died and rose again, it showed everyone that the devil had been beaten. He'd been made a public spectacle. Jesus dying at the cross and rising again shows everyone that the devil has well and truly lost. He is the loser. And although the devil and the other evil powers haven't been completely got rid of yet, the fact that Jesus won on the cross guarantees that one day they will be finally defeated. You know, that is fantastic news. That really is, because it means that everything in the world that is evil and sad and hurtful, all of that will be completely gone. And those who are friends with God because they've trusted in Jesus will live with him forever in a brilliant and perfect new world. Is that brilliant? Yeah. Is that brilliant? Yeah. Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? It's such good news. Now, as we finish, I want us to do two things now. I want us to read aloud together the verse that we've looked at. I'm going to put it up on the screen. Let's do that first. If you can read it, join in with me. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them at the cross. And now I want us to read together the three things that we've learnt from this verse tonight. Okay, we ready? We have enemies, but God has disarmed them, and God has beaten them. Excellent. So, you know, whatever happens, we don't really need to be afraid. We don't need to carry that guilt with us, because Jesus wins. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you, and we want to say how much we are grateful that you came to our world and you took the weapons away from the evil powers. Thank you that those weapons of guilt that they fire at us as they accuse us of all the wrong we've done were taken and nailed to that cross so that it's all gone. We praise you for that. And we thank you that as well as taking the weapons away, you've beaten them once and for all. Thank you that that means that we can be sure that one day everything that we find scary, everything that's not nice in this world will be gone. And for those of us who've come to be friends with you, who've trusted in you and what you've done in dying for us, we'll have that wonderful new life forever with all that's messy, all that spoils, gone forever. We thank you for that. Help us to be excited about that. Help us to love you more because of it. And help us to live in the freedom that we have in the light of it. And we pray in your name. Amen.